Back here on the Buckeye Show, we now open up the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline to one of our favorite guys in the entire world, the head coach of the Ohio State men's basketball program, Chris Holtman, the Holtman, joining us now. Coach, what's been going on? How you been? How's the family doing? Is everybody healthy in your world?
Yeah, we probably need to put a caveat on that. Favorite guy except for January, right? I'm my wife's favorite guy except for the month of January. I moved
11 months out of the year. It's good.
Yeah, I moved down the list considerably in January in her book, so I'm assuming most people would feel the same. Fortunately, February and March, I was able to move back up to a normal position. But I'm doing well, guys. Hope everybody is healthy and safe and doing well out there with their families. And obviously a lot going on in our world, that's for sure.
Coach, you know, we joke about that, and it's so wild, right? And if you go back to January and you do look at that and just the way that the season has progressed, and I know the old adage, right? Like, you can't win March Madness in the month of January, and there were a lot of people pushing the panic button on this past season, and, you know, you go back and look at it, and it's ebbs and flows of a college basketball season and what it is, but, you know, you start to kind of look at that. Have you kind of even had thoughts about, is that a thing or is it not a thing right now? Or, like, can you even process that in your own mind?
Yeah. You know, I it's a good question. I think you always, as a coach, need to evaluate everything within your program, you know, in the off season, and everything within a particular season. The interesting thing is we've never had January struggles like this in the past. I say that at one year at Butler we did, but we hit our stride in year one here in January. As you guys remember, we won 9 in a row to start Big Ten play. In our first year here, that was when we got rolling. We actually struggled in parts of November and December in our first year here in the program, and then got on an absolute roll in January. So, you know, I think it's we wouldn't be doing our job if we didn't evaluate everything, and that includes if and why you know, we've struggled the last 2 years in that particular month. So we'll do that as we do with everything, and kind of take a full inventory of our program.
Coach Holtman is with us, and clearly one order of business. Everybody was talking about Caleb Wesson and the statement that he came out with. And as Beamer and I were talking about it on the show the last couple of days, what can you tell us about how uncertain this offseason is going to be, not just for Caleb, but for anybody that decided to enter the NBA draft without there pretty much being a summer league? Maybe the NBA draft gets pushed back, especially guys that are considered to be second rounders at the start before they get their intel back. How does that change the picture here?
Well, I think it changes it. It does, for sure. I think it will make some guys reevaluate if they want to do that outside of the first round locks. But I also think you're going to have some kids who are just going to be set on this is their time to go, and that's the feedback they're going to get. And barring a significant, catastrophe, that's the direction they're going to go. The draft will still go on. The NBA draft will. It's just the way that they evaluate prospects will be different. They'll evaluate them more off of video and game footage and the intel that they already got through coming to practices. So that all, you know, but the draft will still go on. So I think the reality is it'll change things for some guys, not with other guys. Listen, here is the reality for and you guys know this because, you know, you are tied into college basketball, and you know how different it is than it was 10 years ago. The reality for college basketball coaches nowadays is the single greatest challenge for coaches is on a year-to-year basis is what's called roster management now. And it changes between the number of just kids that will professionalize to kids not being happy with the number of field goal attempts, or a guy that's a year ahead of them starting and, you know, wanting to transfer. Like, it's just, it's reality. And I think we've all just kind of come to accept that that is the reality in our game, even though, you know, we'd like to see more fluidity in rosters. I think just those days are over.
Coach, you look at that, and I find this so fascinating, you know, with what you guys do and how you handle a roster and, like, how the football team handles that. 85 scholarships, like, the number crunch in this and everything, to me, is fascinating, because Tim and I, neither one of us are smart enough to understand that and, like, the brain power that goes in to all of that stuff and being able to make that happen. But, I mean, is that – how far in advance are you looking at stuff like that, and especially with big-time roster turnovers now? I mean, how far in advance do you start looking at next season and the season after that and possibly the season after? Like, what all goes in to crunching those numbers?
Well, I think you're always looking and saying, okay, is there a young man who could – we did not – say the summer between Caleb's sophomore and freshman year, we very much anticipated having a four-year player, okay? But to Caleb's credit – he has positioned himself to be certainly in the draft conversation. He really has, to his credit. You know, your armchair quarterbacks can say, well, he's not this, and he's shot too many threes and all those kind of things. Listen, we had the number two offense in our league this year, in large part because of how efficient Caleb was behind the three-point line. And it just so happened that it did make him more attractive to NBA organizations, but I don't believe that's why he was doing that. I think the reality is you're always trying to anticipate. It was this time last year that we thought, okay, if Caleb has another good summer and another good season, it is a very much a reality that we could lose him. Now, you can sometimes plan for that. But it's hard to find another, you know, sophomore, junior version of Caleb Wesson. So you try to develop some young guys. The strength of our team next year, if Caleb leaves, will not be, you know, may not be at that five position. So it'll be different. You know, I've always said our returning guys like EJ and number like those guys, you're going to have to take another step forward like we saw them. And we're super excited about that. But I think you're always planning for that. You're also planning for, hey, are there a few guys that, you know, for whatever reason, it's just not going to work out in your program, and whether it's playing time or whatever reason. So I think you're always accounting for some of those things.
We were lucky enough to be joined by Ohio State basketball head coach Chris Holtmann today. We talked to him a few hours ago, and you know, we're chatting with him, Timmy, and it was, we'll get to the second part. I know we played, you know, the first part right back in the last segment, but I will just say it was one of the funnier moments we've had doing this show, because you realized how quickly you realized that you weren't able to get your question out the way that you wanted to.
I was stupid. I knew I was wrong the second I asked the question, because I tried to literally ask him about Seth Towns. I said his name in the question. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah. No, this is a real live head coach right here. Can't ask him about a player that's not officially signed, sealed, and delivered. So, yeah, I had an opportunity to just rephrase my question. And after I scrubbed that part, we continued on the conversation, where I pretty much asked a follow-up question on the Buckeyes' action in the portal and how Caleb Wesson being in limbo sort of dictates that.
Obviously, we've addressed some things that you know, we're really excited about here this spring, and at some point I'll be able to talk more specifically about that. But obviously, that's a really exciting situation that's developed within our program. We are right now kind of looking at what we may do, and I think you're always, you know, particularly now, right now, where you're kind of away from, you know, you'd like to have your players with you, but I think you're always, looking and saying, okay, what would we need to do to address our roster, whether we sit tight or whether we add to it. Now, again, we've got some young guys that we really believe in. Zed Key is going to be a good interior player for us. He's a young man from New York. Zed Key is going to be a really good player. Got great length.
Yep.
Great hands. Back to the basket score. You can play him on a really formidable front line with a number of our guys, say him and EJ together. It just makes for you're a little bit undersized height wise, but Zed has terrific length. He's got right over a 7 foot wingspan. And then we've got obviously some other guys that have been in our program, whether it's Ibrahima that we're looking to develop. So it just may be that we may wait until this next class potentially to address that loss of Caleb.
Chris, you're talking about guys, you know, stepping up for you and your team. And one of the guys I know that Buckeye Nation was really excited at the end of the season was the emergence of EJ Liddell. I mean, Timmy and I are watching these games intently. As you know, we're doing the post game and we're getting to talk to your assistants after the game. And so we noticed that, like, it looked to me, Coach, like when EJ gets the ball in his hand, whether it was at the beginning portion, middle of the portion, but especially at the end of the season, and this dude is looking to score, I mean, he looks to me like he could be, you know, one of the best guys on your team at doing that. How excited are you for EJ and his continued development within your program?
Really excited. I thought you had some guys really emerge there once we had a combination of Kyle's injury and then obviously the situation with EJ's mental health. I thought you saw some guys really, really emerge, you know, whether it was CJ on a given night or Dwayne on a given night or certainly Luther had some moments. But EJ was the guy that I think people looked at and said, man, because I think both Andre and Caleb were really consistent for the most part in their play. But EJ really, really came on as a young guy. And I tell you, it's a great example for young kids and young players of a guy who we had a number of conversations. He had a really good start to the year, right, guys? He was playing really well as a freshman. Had a great start. And then you get into this thing called Big Ten play, which is a completely different game than what you went through in November and December. And it is smash mouth and physical, and every possession is grinded down to, and you have to play incredibly hard and incredibly detailed if you're going to win. And it was, you know, honestly, he had some good moments early, but I think it was hard for him. And I think he got to the point to where he was playing so hard and impacting the game in so many ways that it was hard for us to take him off the floor the last month of the season. And I just was really proud because we have some high-level kids in our program, and he's certainly one of them. I think him and the combination of C.J. Walker's leadership are really exciting things here moving forward.
Coach, you mentioned earlier in the interview about how, you know, life is just different today in 2020 when you talk about roster management and just trying to make everybody happy. And we obviously know that DJ Carton and Alonzo Gaffney, they're choosing to move on, and we wish them nothing the best. I mean, I mean it. We both mean it when we say the way that you handled DJ's situation when he needed to step away, I think you really may have set the standard, man, for how that should go moving forward, with how everybody should deal with those situations. Does it bother you? Because I try to stick up for you, and people try to say, oh, like two out of the three recruits are gone. I'm like, well, yeah, but look who's coming in, and look who's still here. Yep. Look at what the team's shaping up to be next year. You know what I'm talking about? Does that get to you under your skin or anything?
You know, I think, listen, coaches aren't immune to, and by any stretch, of the criticism getting to them. We're just not. And I think it's bothersome. I think both those situations were unique. I think I have come to grips myself, guys, with the fact that this is where our game is headed. And we've been very fortunate. When you look at us, you look at the numbers the last 3 years we've been here. We looked at it. Somebody said it to me the other day. In our league right now, we've had less transfers than only two other teams. So there's been 11 other teams Wow. that have had more transfers in our league. So it's going to happen. We understand that. I just, at the end of the day, managing your roster is what is of critical importance. And every situation is unique. In some cases, you know, kids come into your office and they say, hey, I want to start. And you have to, you know, that's – or some they're saying, hey, you know, I want to play more. And you say, okay, we'll help them. And then in some cases, fellas, what doesn't get spoken about enough is the reality is in some of these cases, it's best for – and I'm not speaking specifically to these situations at all. But in some of these cases, it's best for both parties. And that doesn't mean there's any acrimony to it at all. It's the reality of where our game's at. And I understand that. And, you know, if I'm criticized for whatever reason for being sympathetic or understanding to that, or if somehow I'm then so be it. I've accepted it. It's the reality of where we're at right now.
I think you're doing a fantastic job. I mean, three years into this, I think it's been totally outstanding. And it was a team that was going to the tournament again and a major improvement from last year. So both of us, we think it's awesome. Hey, Coach, we're
Absolutely.
In this, obviously, this time of quarantine here. And Beamer and I, we text back and forth. We're trying to come up with things to keep us busy, to keep us sane. I've always told Beamer about my dream of having – a real Papa Shot machine. I'm talking like the big boy. I think it's Hoop Fever is the brand name. It's got
it
like the steel cages like at the arcades. Would you sign off on someone putting one of those in their basement? Would you think that's stepping over the line and getting a little bit too crazy?
I love it. If you put a Scarlet and Gray one of those on there with maybe a like a floor replica somewhere. In the shot, like
oh,
I love it.
God.
I think it's a great idea. And to be honest with you, it's probably given our circumstances and how homebound we are, it's probably like add that to your cardio. Like add that, you know, chalk that up as some cardio for you, which we all need right now. You know, I mean that's well, I'm spending about an hour and a half right now outside walking around between phone calls and recruiting calls. And with each passing week, my wife's trying to up that by about an hour. So we're
join
all
the party.
Ways to, yeah, we're all finding ways to occupy our time right now. But one final thing, I certainly appreciate your guys' support. I really did feel strongly, and I can be as as pessimistic as anybody, but I really did feel strongly that our group had a real chance this year. And I really felt as strong about that as certainly our first team here. I just felt like we had the ingredients and how we were playing at the moment to make a run, whatever that looked like, whether that was going to be a run through the second weekend or beyond. So it's disappointing, but we appreciate everybody who stuck with us. We're really excited about next year, and can't wait to know we're working hard to even in the midst of all this, to make next year a special one.
Well, Coach, there's no doubt that Timmy and I were on board with that, and I think a lot of fans were as well. And, you know, obviously disappointment comes in and that, you know, we weren't able to see the NCAA tournament played out. But, you know, I know that I think the team had a special run in it, but it's sad that we'll never get to see it. But you can just come back stronger next year. Coach, as always, we really, really appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again down the road, hopefully sometime soon, all right?
Sounds great, guys. Be well.